Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
When you go out to dinner or a big lunch and you say it's a birthday, is there an expectation that there is a dessert coming?
Innovator.
I kind of gave a look like, hey, it's his birthday. And the guy's like, oh, cool.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And then as we come, he goes, you guys want anything else? And I'm like, nope, we're good. And he brings the bill and that's the end of the day. And I just was thinking to myself, that is really weird.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. He forgot she dumped him. And it worked out. Got one for you today, Tausch.
All right.
So let me set it up for you. This is either a love story for the ages and something that will be the likes of a Hallmark movie somewhere down the road, or the greatest ruse and comeback following a breakup of all time. New York Post reports. Couple in Utah. They've been dating for a while. She breaks up with him and gives him the standard, it's not you, it's me.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine?
So she said, just got a lot of things going in life. I don't have room for this relationship. They break up. She dumps him.
I am breaking up with you.
Okay. Next day, dude goes skiing. Remember, they're Utah, so big time downhill skiing. Tries a trick on the slopes and knocks himself out cold.
Ooh.
Ends up in the hospital, severe concussion. Texts girl to come pick him up. She obliges, as she said, well, we did say we still wanted to be friends, so I guess like he needed a friend. So fast forward. They keep hanging out for weeks, presumably according to the girl, as friends. Girl realizes in this interim period that she still loves him and says, you know, maybe we should get back together. To which dude responds, what do you mean back together? We broke up.
He didn't remember.
Quickly summarizing here, but basically dude claims he had no recollection of that breakup conversation the day prior to the concussion, just continued as status quo, and in the interim, she realizes he's the one.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. They got married.
So, a lot of things right. to unpack.
Let's
there.
Go.
Because, mm-hmm. I think when you look at this thing, whole picture, there's deception. There's, I guess, questions I would have for her is, yes, you're dating someone, you break up, and something tragic happens, obviously, with the concussion and the skiing accident. You're the person that they call, or you go and you take care of it. And then how do you pull back from that situation? And do you really think that she believed he didn't know? So there's like 15 great things, question. But when it comes down to it, this is a great love story, and I do believe I'm on board with the whole thing. It sounds like he loved her. She didn't know how good she had it until he was fully concussed. And as someone that had dealt with concussions, you want someone that will stick with you when times get a little tricky. And if it so happens like that movie with Sandler and you have to continue to reprove your love every day, which isn't the case here, I think it's a great love story. I don't think this is creepy. I'm on board. I hope Hallmark or... is it, what's the other station that does all those holiday movies? There's Hallmark, and we'll stick with Hallmark. I think it's a great love story. I'm on board.
So you, as you mentioned, as a person who's been concussed, can you possibly imagine, like, dude just had no recollection of, like, I broke up with
no.
you?
No. But in fairness, my concussions that I had were not to that degree, and I'm not going to try and act like that couldn't happen, because in this world, everything can happen, but for it to play out the way it has, there's something doesn't seem 100% right. But if it was that big of a kick, did she make sure he got the note or that message? And then did he go out and was he super risky? Did he set this up to get her back?
Yes.
And play it that way. I think that's an angle we maybe haven't looked at. Is this guy playing chess? and she was playing checkers, and she fell for the old castle move, and then she fell back, and she fell in love with him again.
Checkmate.
I'll show her. I'll get hurt on the ski slopes. And then,
I'll have a major terrible concussion, and I'll act like nothing ever happened.
I was going to say, that's worth a shot. Anyone who's ever getting stumped now, they should at least try this once. Not but, the concussion, but
yeah,
say,
Eric, isn't this a better – because – listen, my wife loves the Hallmark love movies, and now my daughter is a big fan of them. That, you know, if you pull up your, like, DVR, and you'll see, and there's, what the heck is this? She starts taping every Hallmark love story, and everyone comes down to, I could kind of give you a quick synopsis. I'm not a monster fan, but I ain't gonna lie to you. It's the holiday season. I'll watch one. It's fun. Here's the main gist of these stories. Good-looking high school quarterback moves back into town.
Yeah.
Young lady that they were in high school, she owns a coffee shop. He's selling Christmas trees. They accidentally bump into each other, and bam, there's your movie.
You can.
This is a lot better plot twist than that.
High school quarterback takes over the family hardware store business, whatever. She goes off to New York to be some sort of fancy executive, but has to come in
fashion
for a funeral
mob,
or a wedding or something, and just happens to drop in the old general store there on Main Street.
Yep.
Got to go get some screws and bolts to put that tree up, and the next thing you know, you're coming over for Christmas and you get married 6 months later.
All right, well,
but they never go. I don't know how many of these Hallmark movies ends up on, like, the divorce court TV show. Like, that. Ooh. They should, if they're smart, they would start, like, sequeling them in. And when you get into, like, that divorce, I don't know if there's a divorce season, but, you know, April, May, and just kind of streamline the whole deal.
Those would be on a different channel. Thanks, Dosh.
Yeah, for sure.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine?